主の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
Hello, friends. This is Ted Marr from Out of This World Radio in San Francisco, and I want to introduce a wonderful, beautiful person named Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. She'll be talking about some incredibly interesting things today, including her work with the Emoto Peace Project, but much more than that. Since the Emoto Project is focused in on children and teaching children the value of love and gratitude, she will be presenting homeschooling materials for those parents at home or shut down during the shutdown who want to teach their kids love and gratitude. She's got a complete kit to go over. Also, she'll be talking about how we can deal with the COVID-19 virus with love and gratitude and the techniques she uses. It's a fascinating topic, and I know you're really going to enjoy it today. Her website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. That's E as in Edward, M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. And coming to us live today from Tokyo, Japan, Michiko Hayashi with the Emoto Peace Project and the former assistant to the famous Dr. Masaru Emoto, who passed away some years ago. Michi, thank you so much for coming on today. This is so much fun to have you here.
Well, Ted, thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here. So wonderful to be here to share about Dr. Emoto's discovery.
And briefly, tell us a little bit about your background for people who don't know about you, and then we'll lead into these topics. And I'm so excited to have you. I can't wait to talk about this today.
Well, thank you. I was personal assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto for almost 11 years until he passed in 2014. Then during that time, Dr. Emoto was, he was, at the beginning, he was the doctor of alternative medicine. And during that time, he cured more than 10,000 people with Hado. Hado means vibration. Hado machine and water.
Nice.
So he knew that everything was vibration, and he wanted to show that water absorbs all the vibration and shows whether it's positive or negative or destructive or beautiful in the forms of formation of crystalline structure of water. Mm-hmm. And he started to take many water crystal pictures to prove that water has memory and it carries information, and water is the conductor of all the information. And so then after he started to do more and more research on water, because that was really something so important for Dr. Emoto. And then I started working for Dr. Emoto as a personal assistant, mainly helping him with his books, copyrights to foreign books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I started working in March of 2004, and he passed away on the 17th of October of 2014. Mm-hmm. He and I established this Emoto Peace Project. It's a nonprofit organization on the 22nd of July in 2011, when we had Fukushima disaster. That was when he decided to have this organization, for nonprofit organization, to help, mainly help with people in Fukushima with Hado machine, vibrational machine, and water, also, as well as delivering safe water to them for free.
Wow,
that's
wonderful.
I am the successor of this Emoto Peace Project.
Just real quick, when he delivered water to the people in Hiroshima,
uh-huh.
That water was healing, right? Is that right? It was healing water,
yes,
the radiation?
Yes.
Oh,
it's, isn't
that lovely?
We called it angel water. It's a very, the structure of water is very special.
Mm-hmm.
And so this water was found in the small area. I can't remember the name of the lake in Chernobyl. when they had that nuclear accident also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And some certain people in that area stayed alive and they were very healthy. So the government of Russia at that time, Soviet Union back then, asked this scientist in Russia to do the research because to find out why these people in that just small area are living so healthy, so well, and the rest of the people were really affected by nuclear pollution. So he, this scientist, formed a team of scientists and started to do the research and discovered that this water in this fountain had a special structure of water. So it took him about 10 years to reproduce this structure and started to produce this water, a special structured water. Mm-hmm. And that's the water that we were delivering to Fukushima.
Nice. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I remember, Dr. Moto, from what you told me, that everything is haro, or vibration. And so if you take one of these tuning forks, which is the 528 hertz tuning fork, which is the love frequency, mm-hmm. and you hit it with one of these beautiful, you've got one too. Okay. Well, I want us to do this together. Good. Okay. So you hit them together both, and you spread love everywhere. So everyone listening today will get a dose of love. And that's right. One of the greatest gifts. So I'm going to give this gift to everybody. So let's okay. do it once, three times. Ready? Go. Again. And one more time.
Okay.
Great. Well, with you in Tokyo and me in the San Francisco Bay Area, we just covered the globe with lots of
globe, lots, whole world
with lots
whole
of
earth,
lots of love vibration.
Love vibration. That's beautiful. Right. That's Thank
right.
you.
Now, one thing I want to ask you too is that you've been doing this. I don't know how many days now. You've been taking one of these Hado vibration machines and raising the vibrations of the planet. Mm-hmm. To heal the earth. Tell us about that. That's a fascinating topic.
Oh, thank you. Today is the 119th day.
Wow, that's great.
Since I started doing this, I suddenly received the message from Dr. Moto saying, you have the Hado machine, and all you have to do is put the picture of the earth and put it on the machine, Hado machine that I have, and then heal the earth.
Right.
And that, with the picture, he used to heal many, many, many people also, because the picture has its own information.
Sure.
So I printed the picture of the earth and put it on the Hado machine I have. And we have more than 100,000 Hado codes for everything,
wow.
like wow. emotions, materials, diseases, food,
depression,
everything, emotions.
And COVID too, is that right?
COVID too, yes.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute, but
yeah.
those codes, are they five numerical codes, five-digit
yeah,
codes?
Five-digit right? codes.
Okay, all right.
And so what I do is I included the five-digit codes, many codes, to neutralize COVID-19 and 5G
wow.
and Ho'oponopono immunity. So nice. All these codes are Hado codes, vibration is being emitted to this earth, to heal the earth. Mm-hmm. When I heal the earth, all nature, all human beings, including virus, will be healed.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So I do it every day. When I'm busy during the daytime, I get up a little early to do it in the morning. If I can't do it in the morning, then I take the time in the evening. But usually I try to do it during the lunchtime so I can make it routine. And I've been doing it without failing even one single day.
That's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. And no one's paying you for this, are they? You're just
doing I'm just saying
you're doing this goodness of your heart to make the world a better place.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about these homeschool kits first.
Okay.
Or COVID. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Yeah,
the sequence.
Maybe because before that, people probably who don't know about water crystals, how it works, how our consciousness works, and how water responds like this to our consciousness or our words or thoughts affect water. Mm-hmm. Then people will probably understand why I'm making this rice experiment kit.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Cool. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and talk about it. Sure.
All right. Okay. All right. Dr. Emoto, as I said before, a little earlier, Dr. Emoto started to take water crystal, freeze water, waters, droplets of water after showing different words to water and then freeze those waters and observe with the microscope of 200 time magnification. And then we can find water crystals like this. And we don't really know, we can't even see that there are crystals in this water, but there are thousands and thousands, but maybe millions of molecules in here. Mm-hmm. And each molecule makes crystals like this. And they are all different. They're all beautiful. Mm. The important thing is that Dr. Emoto discovered from this, taking thousands and thousands of water crystal pictures, that when we show a positive, beautiful crystals, words, then water makes beautiful hexagonal crystals. Whereas negative, ugly words create kind of misshapen or ugly ones.
Sure.
And here, just in case, I would like to show you. Many people already know this, but for those people who don't know, this is the crystal from Thank You in Japanese.
Okay.
It's so beautiful, very powerful. But after showing,
it's a hexagonal, right? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. 3, 4. Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
When the information of the vibration is really positive and good or beautiful or positive, then crystals are usually hexagonal.
Mm-hmm.
Hexagon. And if the information that water receives is negative or ugly,
sure.
This is from You Fool.
Could you hold it closer to the camera, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, it's disjointed and half-formed. Okay, thank you.
Right. It's okay. Really kind of ugly, right?
Yeah. Okay, good, thank you.
So just imagine that we are human beings as almost 70% water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when we say thank you or you fool.
Right.
So we really, because everything is vibration. The words that we use has its own vibration.
Wow, amazing.
And when we say, let's do it, it's a beautiful, beautiful crystal. Whereas do it, like ordering something.
I see, in a negative sense.
Negative, like destructive energy.
Now, I want to interject something. Dr. Emoto, you told me, said that God is in water, and water is God, and God is water. And so it's interesting, if that's true, then these water molecules reflect our intention.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what language you use, does it? You
can
use English, Japanese, whatever language you use, it's the same effect.
Exactly. Dr. Emoto has done, we continue to do this research with experiments and research with different institutes, professors, mm-hmm. Also the researchers on water, or sometimes the group of the organization, religious organization or meditation group also.
Sure.
We have so many different experiments. We have done the experiments and researches, and we now know, and this is science, that water has memory, and it carries that information beyond time and space.
Sure, right.
And here in this children's book, this is why this children's book is really important. When we did offer the prayer to this lake, it was contaminated, it was polluted. And so what Dr. Emoto did was he asked one of the Buddhist monks to come along with him and offer the Buddhist chanting and prayed so that the water will be purified.
Wow.
We took the water sample from here and took the crystal from that, this very water before the prayer. And it was really disaster. I mean, just ugly like this. Mm-hmm. And after an hour and a half prayer.
Oh my God.
The same water sample.
Wow. Wow. Was the pollution gone in that water sample after the prayer?
It was on the newspaper also.
Wow.
In that summer, every year they had kind of mold in that water, the lake, sure. and smelled really bad. But in that year, in summer, there was an article on the newspaper. Mm-hmm. For some reason, no one knew why. For some reason, they did not smell anything. They did not have any moles or anything. It was pure, clean water.
Wow, that's so nice. That's wonderful advice. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Wow.
So water can be restored. And we just, and Dr. Emoto said, water is the mirror of our mind, our thoughts, or our heart.
Amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Yeah.
And so, so it's we have the choice. Every single moment is the choice with what we want. What kind of life do we want? Do we want to live in happiness? And many people say, I want to be happy.
Sure.
I want to be abundant. But if they really learn about the law of vibration, that our thoughts or our emotions are also vibration, that's energy.
Right, that's true.
Whatever we think, whatever the emotion we have, are because they are energy, so it emits just like 528 tuning fork, that vibration goes everywhere. And water is the conductor.
Right, right. Okay.
Water carries that vibration. And what happens is that because of the law of vibration, the same vibration resonates with the same vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And then that comes back to me, to you, to whoever that is emitting.
We have a saying here in the United States called saying birds of a feather flock together. So anyway, it's like attracts like, basically.
So wonderful. Yeah, that's exactly what goes around comes around.
Do you have those tuning forks handy?
Not right now.
Okay, that's okay. We can talk about other things. That's okay.
Next time. Yeah, I would love to do that.
Okay.
Well, actually, if you can share, I can show you. I have that tuning fork video in my PowerPoint. Would you like me to show that?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, that's fine. I think that's an important point people would love to know about.
Okay. Let's see.
Don't mean to inconvenience you there.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
If I hit this and kill you. Okay.
Okay.
Can you see?
Yes, I can see the screen. It's dark though.
Oh, okay. Probably I have to do this.
No, it's dark, but it hasn't running yet. Maybe you need to click the button on it to get it going.
Oh, maybe I didn't do it well. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to stop it.
That's all right. Okay. That's all right.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry about this.
That's okay.
I do. All right. Well, next time. I'm sorry.
Next time. That's fine.
Next time. That's fine.
So
anyway, when we play music, different music. Now I can do this share of this.
Go ahead.
Okay. Share. And share this. Just give me some time. All right. Okay, can you see now?
I can see it. It looks fine. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, this is what happens when we play music, different music. Like this one is before playing music. We use distilled water.
Sure.
To do the testing experiment.
Okay.
And before giving any information to this, distilled water is the simple hexagonal form of crystal.
Now, so what you're doing, basically, distilled water, it's water that's it's kind of a neutral sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And distilled water is very clean, isn't it? There's mm-hmm. nothing else in it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And so to that distilled water, when we play Beethoven's Destiny, this changes to this beautiful crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Because music is a very powerful vibration.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Right?
Right.
And so the vibration is positive and beautiful. It creates beautiful crystal. Now we just want to know that we are 70% water. And so this is what's happening within our body.
Sure.
And in the air, there's water too as vapor, humidity. And we're breathing in this water.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, wonderful.
Okay. When we play heavy metal music, it's right here. The music itself, or the when the words are very ugly,
mm-hmm.
and the singer is singing with anger, the music is really destructive, then water cannot form beautiful crystals because of the vibration.
Okay, I see that. Okay, great.
So we want to be very careful.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, let's see. Now, I would like you, interesting, very interesting. This is something that I wanted to share today.
Interesting. Okay.
We keep taking water crystal photographs in our laboratory. Uh-huh. And we did the testing with words, COVID-19 to water. We showed COVID-19 to water. And as you can see, this COVID-19 itself, originally, it's not really that bad. That it's not that negative. Okay?
Sure.
But what makes it really worse is this, showing words, COVID-19 and fear together.
Wow, amazing.
Fear has the negative, really, ugly, right. destructive vibration.
Sure.
So that makes COVID-19, so you're resonating with this negative energy of fear.
Sure.
So COVID-19 can become worse.
I see. Okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
But if we want to stay alive, or healthy, we don't have to worry about COVID-19. As you can see, showing words, COVID-19 and love and gratitude. Now, and gratitude is the highest energy.
Wow. That is so important. Thank you. That is so important. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
So this is something that I really wanted to share. Why does this happen? It's more like an immune destruction. Love and gratitude, this is a negative and positive. Love and gratitude is the positive side of vibration, hado. There are always positive and negative, yin and yang,
everything.
And love and gratitude is the positive vibration. And the opposite of love and gratitude is hatred and grudge.
So arguably, when there are demonstrations and the demonstrations turn violent and angry, they're making a situation much worse.
Exactly.
Rather than spreading love around the planet, they're helping to harm people because you bring the vibration low.
Because that vibration resonates with the low vibration of COVID-19.
Okay, that makes sense.
But to cancel it, to neutralize it, if we have love and gratitude in our heart and act based on love and gratitude without having any fear, then what happens is this resonates and then cancels. Oops.
Right.
Well, I can't show that. Anyway.
Yeah, but I see what you're saying. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Happy and unhappy. If we want to be happy, living in happiness, we want to be using the word that is related to happiness, and think something that is related to happiness instead of unhappiness.
Right. Wow.
Or I can do it, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. Water is showing, even though you have a challenging time or big project, when you think, I can do it, and then act, I can do it, then you can do it.
Wow, that's
Whereas
amazing.
If you think, maybe I can't do it, it may be difficult, then that's what the vibration that you're bringing to your reality.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing.
And this is stress. Stress is not really bad, but it's not really beautifully formed. So you really want to avoid being under stress for so long. To change water structure is from stress to relax. We take off stress and then replace with relax.
Right.
Then water starts to form beautiful crystals.
Right.
So we can restore the information of water from stress when you relax.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Sweetie. Great. Wow. I'm learning a lot today. This is great.
Good. And from worry, we don't have to worry about anything, because what you're worrying is about nothing that has happened yet.
Right. Right.
Our
friend Carolyn White has said that worry is praying for something bad to happen.
Exactly.
In a negative sense.
Mm-hmm. Worry is something that you're bringing that has not really happened yet.
Right.
But by thinking about it, worrying about what if this happens, what if I can't do it, then because of that vibration, you're just thinking, you're bringing it.
Okay,
bringing it.
That makes sense.
So take it easy.
Right, right.
And just think that everything will be fine. Then it will be fine.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Wonderful.
Showing the pictures here. This is everything that Dr. Emoto discovered while he was still alive.
Fascinating.
And
yeah.
To me, this is a very beneficial information that every single person can have, because this really changes everyone's life for better, and people can start to learn to live in harmony within and with other people and with Mother Earth too.
Wow, that's great.
When we show the picture to water, water has memory. So you can see this, when the water sees this elephant picture, then water created this trunk. And
that's fascinating, because you can see the trunk in that. Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay. And showing this shrine picture, all the shrines have this roof and rope, sacred rope. And this water made this roof and sacred rope.
Wow. Amazing.
So and the most important thing is that water made most beautiful water crystal from love and gratitude.
Wow. Wow. That's great. Amazing.
Okay.
That's amazing.
So I can stop this. Now, let's see. All right.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's amazing. That is so amazing. Thank you so much. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's every single moment or every single second is the choice that we can bring to our life. What kind of words, what kind of thoughts, what kind of emotions do you want to have? Every second, we are creating our life, creating our reality that is affecting all around us. Not only me, but around us, because we are energetic beings.
Right, right. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, so that's this is the children's book that Emoto Peace Project is sharing, distributing all around the world.
Wow.
And it's being translated into 34 languages now.
Oh, how lovely.
And
okay.
Yeah, this is some English version.
Where can people get a copy, and how much do they, what's the donation for?
We are asking for $5 donation for each copy, so we can continue to do this activity and project.
Okay.
And one copy of this book is $5, and they can contact me at Emoto Peace Project website, www.emotopeaceproject.net, or email epp stand for Emerald of Peace Project, epp@emeraldofpeaceproject.net, then I will get them emails from everyone.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Okay?
And we, Ted, you have a lot of children's books in your place, so.
Yeah, I've got lots of children's books, so. if people want it, and if they're in the United States and Canada, and they'd like a children's book, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And all lowercase, or just give me a ring at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. And I'm happy to send them a book. Now, you do such beautiful work. Mitchie, you've also got some other projects too, so please share what you're doing on
that. Okay. Well, this is, as people, let me see if I can show. Many people have done rice experiments.
Oh, yeah.
And here, this is a Japanese version. And this is something that
still for a minute so people can look at it. There's two pictures there. There's one on the left that looks pretty good, and then the one on the right looks terrible. It's all black. Could you explain that a little bit?
Okay. This was one of the experiments that a school kid did.
Okay.
And his mother cooked rice and put the same rice.
Okay.
On one jar.
Okay.
And wrote, "You fool," in Japanese, and glued it on the other jar.
Okay, I missed you. We missed you for a minute. There was a stop. The one jar on the left is what again? What was written there?
You fool. You fool.
No, that's you fool. And the other jar, what was written, please?
Thank you in Japanese.
Okay, arigato. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so what he did was he, every day when he came home from school, he said, "Thank you to the thank you jar rice, and you fool to the you fool rice every day, once a day."
Okay.
And this is the picture. This is the result after 1 month, but this is the picture after probably 6 months.
I see. Wow.
But they stay, I mean, accordingly, the one with the thank you got fermented and smelled good and stayed really well. The one with the you fool got rotten and smelled really bad. And so
let's say you have leftover Chinese food in your refrigerator. And so if you want to keep it for 5 years or longer, you say good things and nice things to the Chinese food. But if you say negative things to the Chinese food, it'll all disintegrate. Yeah. So that's a way you can do it, I guess.
A lot of people in Japan here, because of Dr. Moto's books,
right,
people started to make huge stickers of thank you in Japanese.
Nice.
And put it on
the
refrigerator, on the microwave, or on many things.
Okay, okay.
So that's really, that works too. I made this experiment kit, rice experiment kit.
Oh, nice. Okay.
For people who would like to do this. It's science. It's a science experimental kit.
Sure.
And this includes two jars and instruction in English, and it shows how we are. It has the instruction of how to do it.
Okay, great.
And also in that, it includes a copy of this book and a postcard. This is for Japanese, but for the United States and Canada, you have the peace card, right, Ted?
Got this right here.
Yeah, that will be in here.
Peace water crystal in that.
Yeah, and the peace word is written all around in different languages,
right,
and all around that peace crystal.
Yeah, also all around the circle of this peace card is written peace, in all different languages. I don't know how many.
Isn't that beautiful?
There must be at least a dozen different languages. It's pretty cool.
Right.
It's a beautiful little card.
It's a beautiful card.
Yeah, it is.
And people, that peace crystal has energy of peace. So whoever receives that will feel that peace.
Nice. That's beautiful. Okay.
Along with the blank stickers so that children can write down the positive words and negative words that they would like to say.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
That's great. So,
yeah. If any, I think this will be starting to sell in September, I think.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What will the cost be?
Okay. With jars, because we have to send in the box like this. So including the sending shipment, it will be $35.
Okay.
But people who want to use their own recycled jars, then we will be sending just instruction and these, the books and this. So in that case, without jars, including shipping costs, it will be $15.
Oh, nice. Is that within the United States?
Within the United States.
Okay.
I don't know about Canada. We have to see.
We'll see what the postage is, but it'll be, we'll make it as low as possible just to cover the cost. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And other countries, let's say if there's a request from the United Kingdom, Australia, other countries, I guess we have to check the postage on that.
Right. In that case, postage will
change. We'll see what the cost is at the post office.
Right.
Yeah.
And we are doing that from Japan also. So just people from outside the U.S. or other places, you can contact me too.
Well, just like with the tuning forks, I'm hitting the love tuning fork. We're spreading love around the planet doing this. That sounds great. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And especially now that people are living all around the world. I have been giving the conferences and giving these interviews on Zoom in different countries. Like I just had one from Bolivia, from England also, and from other different places. And interestingly, everybody is living in fear. I mean, we have to know that there are more than 7 billion people living on this earth.
Right.
All these people are living in this fear, worrying about what will happen.
Right.
Its energy is so destructive and affecting Mother Earth and our lives.
I can hardly turn on the U.S. main media anymore. I turn it on for a few minutes and all it is negativity and fear. And I have to turn it off. It doesn't resonate with me.
Mm-hmm.
And as a light worker, I think it's important to always try to think positive. Sure, mm-hmm. we have challenges.
Sure.
But it's nothing to go out and get too depressed about, because the only way you get over something like that is to be positive and proactive about it. And know that there's good things coming and that things will improve. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Out of This World Radio. This is part two of my wonderful interview with Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. And she's going to show us this resonance experiment with these beautiful tuning forks. So, Michi, go ahead and show us your.
Thank you. Yeah, last time I didn't have these tuning forks with me, but now today I do. So I would like to show what vibration is. Frequency is, and how everything is resonating with the vibration or frequency that we are emitting. These are the tuning forks that Dr. Emoto used to take with him all around the world. Whenever he gave his seminars, he was showing what vibration was, or what the hado. Hado means vibration. Now, I have these on my desk and my laptop. My desktop computer is very big, so I have to have those boxes on my desk.
We can see it just fine.
Okay, please let me know, and I hope that I won't drop them. But okay, now, this is 440 hertz, and I have two 440 hertz tuning forks, and one is 442 hertz. Now, I would like to explain what hertz is. 440 hertz means it's vibrating, even though we cannot see this vibration, but this tuning fork of 440 hertz is vibrating 440 times in 1 second.
Amazing.
So it's vibrating really fast.
Okay.
And this one also. So these two are vibrating at the exactly same frequency or vibration. This one, 442, is only like just a little bit, 2 times difference in 1 second.
Sure.
These are vibrating 440 times per 1 second. And this one is vibrating 442 times in 1 second. So they sound very similar. Let me hit these. Okay. Now what happens is, that's 440. Did you hear the sound of 440 hertz?
Could you do it one more time, a little louder? Just kind of hit it loudly.
Okay. Can you hear?
Okay.
Did you hear?
Yes, I did hear that
this
middle one.
This 440, when I hit this 440 hertz, this one also resonated and made a sound without me hitting this one. When I hit this one, do you hear?
Yeah, I did hear it.
Okay, now, this is the law of vibration. Law of vibration is law of the universe. And so in the law of attraction, because when this is the vibration is energy. So when I am emitting or when I'm thinking something, when I'm feeling something, that's the energy that I am emitting. And so that resonates with the same frequency, resonate like this, even though I don't really hit that, but it comes back to me. All right. That's the law of vibration. Even though these are so close to each other,
right?
When I hit 440, what happens is, can you see?
That's 440 on my left, and on the right is 442. And when you hit the 440, it doesn't resonate with the 442, so there's no vibration. Okay.
Vibration. Yeah. Even though they're so close, like vibrating 440 times in 1 second and 442 times in 1 second.
Right. Okay.
But if they are not really purely this exactly the same, they don't resonate.
Right.
That so what sense. Happens is, I would like to share this. What happens is, a lot of people want to be healthy or be successful or be happy living as one person, but they don't hit the right frequency. They think something that they don't want to bring to them, their lives, right? If they want to be healthy, they need to be hitting the thoughts.
Right.
So that means they need to be thinking something that is related to the good health.
Right.
Instead of saying, oh, this hurts. Oh, I have the problem with this. Or maybe I may be getting sick or all these negative things. But instead, if you think, oh, I am healthy and I'm so grateful, then that we are hitting this healthy and grateful. So that will come back to us, resonate. Because these are the law of resonance. When I hit this, when I think this, or when I do this, this will come back as a phenomena.
I see. Okay, great.
So that's something. And there are many businessmen or people who just started business, anything. If they want to be successful, just visualize what they want in their life. Be kind, be positive, loving, and compassionate, helping with everyone, sharing, and always stay positive and know that we are the powerful being.
Well, what was
interesting? What
was interesting in part one of your interview, you showed the different photographs of COVID with love and with fear. And with love, it's amazing how it transformed it. It's just incredible. And the pictures prove it. Yeah, the pictures prove it. Yeah.
Well, see, because water is the conductor. Water absorbs everything, all the energy, and it shows in the crystal form how what kind of vibration or frequency that has. Sure. So we know that fear was the one, the very, very cause that was making the COVID-19 even worse than it actually is.
Sure.
And instead, it showed, water showed that if we have, even though we have COVID-19, but if we treat it with love and gratitude, or if we treat ourselves with love and gratitude,
right.
Because love and gratitude is immunity. It boosts up the immunity.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We don't have to worry about getting sick.
Getting
it sick. Does not really, yeah. You may have it, but it does not really expand or grow or do any harmful to you.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah. That uh-huh. makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
With everything, I mean, we can apply with that law with everything, with friends, friendship, human relationship, mm-hmm. our business or our project, mm-hmm. challenging mm-hmm. ourselves, money abundance, everything.
Sure, right.
Whatever we want, we focus. And
right.
then we think what we want to bring to our lives and think that way, say the words, and then do the action accordingly. When all these three are in alignment,
right,
that will happen to us.
Yeah, wow.
And on the other hand, when we are not doing that, maybe you may be saying this, but you may be thinking this, or you may be doing this,
yeah.
Then they're not in alignment. So whatever you are doing, whatever you're feeling, whatever you are having in your thought will be aligned and will be coming back to you as a phenomena. So you know what? We want to be all these three things in alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
What I always say is that we are just one droplet of water.
Sure, right, right.
And then if one droplet of water is in the state of love and gratitude, or in compassionate and respectful and in harmony with everything within, if we are in harmony within, we will be healthy and everything else will be in harmony.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we, every single droplet is positive, loving, kind, and in harmony and respectful and be grateful, just imagine all these water droplets get together and makes huge ocean.
Yeah. That's true. That's
and then true, this right. ocean will be the place where it will be very beautiful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And love, mm-hmm. and gratitude, and harmony.
That's right. Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So it's easy. It's just
yeah.
me who mm-hmm. I need to transform into the better person or whatever we want to be.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Could you show some of those crystals again with love and gratitude? We talked about that before, but I think it's worth uh-huh. reiterating for people.
Well, yeah, I don't have this PowerPoint right now.
But that's ready okay. That's all we need to see is that. Okay.
And this is the love and gratitude.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Crystal. It's the most beautiful golden color, brilliant crystal. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I have my Zoom conference, most of the times when I don't have to do the demonstration, I have on my back, I have this water crystal of this love and gratitude, because mm-hmm. when I have that love and gratitude background, that energy goes to everyone who's watching
right.
it.
That's right. That's right. Didn't your office do an experiment with Mrs. Emoto wearing these different t-shirts? Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Okay. I wish I could show you the pictures, but Dr. Emoto, 5 months before Dr. Emoto passed, that was in May, he said, let's see how much energy will improve when my wife, Kazuko, when my wife wears a love and gratitude t-shirt. So she put on love and gratitude. We have a t-shirt of love and gratitude. So she put it on, And we, Dr. Emoto tested before she had it on and after she had the Loving Gratitude t-shirt on. And checked all that with the Haddo machine. Haddo means vibration, right?
For sure, yeah.
The Haddo machine that he was, Dr. Emoto was using. And he detected all the energy of his wife.
Wow.
And interestingly, her brain energy went up by 75.5%.
Oh, you're kidding. That's
how
amazing.
Much energy went up.
Oh, wow.
So he always said, he said, I know that love and gratitude is immunity. And see, this improved, I mean, that this proves that just by wearing love and gratitude t-shirt or this image, it boosts up the, the energy.
Wow.
It's 75, almost 76% energy went up.
Wow.
And that machine shows, I mean, it's not just us, but a vibrational machine detected how much energy went up.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
So, and that's why we all individually, it's really beneficial when we know that love and gratitude is the highest energy, and that can help you with your immunity. Just by being in love, yourself, loving people, loving everything around you, and being grateful for everything we have around you, everyone around you, then automatically energy goes high.
Looking at a glass of water, for example, as being half full rather than half empty. Well, that's a beautiful message.
And it's good because also whenever we drink water, we can just say thank you, I love you to water, or even without saying it verbally, because when we just think about it, when we are just by thinking about it, that energy is being absorbed by this water. So we just say, I mean, silently, thank you and I love you. Feel it and then drink it. Then it will come into ourselves.
Oh, that's amazing.
The energy, in the air, we are breathing also.
I want to ask you this question. I know I haven't given any warning on it, but if we use positive words of love and gratitude, can we help heal ourselves?
Heal ourselves?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Let's say, and what I've been told too, that every disease is a dis-ease that with lower vibrations. And so, but if you theoretically, if you raise your vibrations by telling you, like, for example, you love your body and you thank your body and you're grateful for your body, that can, and you wear this love and gratitude t-shirt, simple things like that. And maybe you take one of these, like this is a 528 Hertz tuning fork with love, and you hit this with the Lemurian crystal. So you get this love vibration going here. Ask a silly question. Does that help you?
It helps.
Feel better. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
The important thing is we have to keep doing it. We have to keep saying it. We have to keep feeling it. The vibration you're sending to yourself, to outside, and breathing in, you will start to change your water molecule and will heal yourself just by saying thank you to your body, to your blood, to your cells, and grateful and love. Then it will start to change it and transform into the better health.
Sure.
What happens is a lot of people stop it. If you continue, the important thing is to continue to do it continuously. Choose that, make that choice to say it, to feel it, to continue to do it. Then you will be healthy. You can heal yourself, and you will stay healthy and in happiness.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful thought. Wow.
And I've seen so many people who have healed themselves, and people who don't really have physical problem usually are very living in joy, happiness, being grateful, kind to people, just be pure about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so being in positive and high vibration can really help.
I want to ask you an important question. The reason why, from what you've told me, that Dr. Emoto started the Emoto Peace Project back in 2005 was that if he thought that if you taught children the value of the message from water, which is love and gratitude.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I got it right here. And you teach the kids this message. They're open to it when they're young, and they'll remember it for the rest of their lives to create a much better and happier world.
That's right.
Could you explain that? I think that's a beautiful concept. That is.
Yes. Well,
you can teach it to adults too, but children especially are important.
Right. Children have the long, long, long lives, and also they are the future of this earth,
right?
When they learn about this message from water, that water has memory, it makes really beautiful crystals to beautiful music or words or thoughts or everything we say and see and around us.
Right.
And so when they learn about this, they will learn about vibration, also frequency, and they will learn about resonance. They do.
They will learn about resonance. Sure.
Then they will be able to create their own successful life based on love and gratitude.
Right.
So even though a lot of people may do their own businesses and become very successful. And yet they will grow to be a beautiful person with beautiful heart. So they will be sharing what they have. They will be compassionate. They will be living loving and being grateful for all the people who are working with them and just a beautiful world that the children will be creating. But to be able to do that, we need to have adults who are creating the environment.
Right.
That's why I always try to give my lectures to adults and mothers and fathers and grandma, grandpa, everyone who are raising children.
Yeah, right. That's such an important message, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll these kids too will probably carry that lesson for the rest of their lives.
Oh yeah.
So they make this a better world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their life also. I mean, they will be healthy.
Yeah.
They will be having a happy life. Mm-hmm. They will be having abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have abundance, they can share. They will be sharing. Mm-hmm. They will be kind, compassionate. All the beautiful things. They don't want to be living in conflict or fighting. Instead, they want to be living in harmony.
Nice.
Just imagine all these children all around the world. This whole earth will be a peaceful place.
Wow, that's such a beautiful concept. such a beautiful concept. Wow.
And that was Dr. Emoto announced this in 2005, in May of 2005, when he was invited to United Nations headquarters in New York.
Right.
And he was giving his lecture seminar there. During that time, someone asked how we can make this whole earth a peaceful and harmonious place.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, learning from water. Then Dr. Emoto said, well, you know, this message from water has all the important teachings and beneficial teachings. So I will make a children's book and then give to all children around the world. And that will be 10% of entire population of the earth. And back then, the population was 65 million.
Okay.
And 10% is 6.5 million. People. So he said, I will give 6,500 million children's books to all children for free of charge. And that's how it started.
What was the reaction of you and the office staff and his wife when he came back to Tokyo and he told everybody that he was going to do 650 million books.
Well, actually, at that time, Mrs. Emoto was accompanying the in New York, and his son Hiro was also accompanying too, and Dr. Emoto's sister was accompanying. I mean, that was a big issue, you know, from our company.
Right.
I was in my office and taking care of all the business issues in the office, and I was going, "Oh my gosh!" And then they came home, came back to Tokyo, and I said, "Dr. Emoto, how are we going to print 6.5 million children's
books?" No, I mean, 650 million. Yeah, 650 million. Yeah. Yeah, what did he say?
How can we do that? I mean, we don't have that money. Yeah. And he said, "Well, I said it. When once I say it, that has energy, and it'll happen."
That's true. Yeah, it does. It does happen that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, "Okay, we'll see." Now it's been more than 15 years, and I think we've distributed more than 1 million.
Well,
More than one. It's not right. 1 billion.
1 billion.
No, it's not one.
1 million.
100 million.
100 million.
I'm not good at number. 6.5 million. So 1 million. Is that
1 million, or is it maybe 10 million or 100 million?
10 million.
Okay, 10 million.
More than 10 million.
Okay, and how many? School. And how many languages has
34 languages.
Well, you know, Dr. Emoto was right. You think about it, you say it, and you do it. Because we're powerful spiritual beings, meant to create a much better and happier planet. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here. We're not meant to fight. We're not meant to have wars. We're here to get along and live in peace and harmony and have a beautiful existence. That's the whole purpose of life.
And when we are fighting with with someone or in the world, no one feels happy when we are fighting. We can feel that energy, negative energy in myself, in yourself, in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to really fight. When we are happy, we can feel this happy energy in myself.
Right.
And what we want is we want to stay in that happy energy, joy, trust, happy, and compassionate, loving. Then everything will start to resonate.
Sure. That way. I agree with
because
you.
Because we are magnet.
That's right. Absolutely.
Same thing will come. If we likes like. They get all together.
Right. We've got about 5 minutes left, and I wanted to tell you that so you can wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Okay. Well, thank you. I would like to say that, the world is shifting right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And from the old world to the new world. Mm-hmm. And it is our choice. Probably by the end of next year, I will be in the world where I choose to go. Mm-hmm. And everybody goes to the place where they choose to go. And in these two different worlds, Earth, right now we are at this immersion, and then it will spread like this. Mm-hmm. And these two Earths will not have any contact.
I see.
And if I want to be in this world, I choose
that's the
who I want
world.
To be with.
Is that right? That's the positive world.
Positive world.
Okay.
And this is the negative or the former.
Lower world. Vibration. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And if I want to be in this higher vibration, choose who I want to be with, what I want to be doing, and where I want to, what kind of job I want to do, and what kind of thoughts I want to have, what kind of action I want to have. Mm-hmm. And then I will be in the small communities in this new world, in a high vibration. There will be many, many, many different communities.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I will be in one of these or two, three communities in here, communicating with these people or things that I want to be in. Mm-hmm. So everybody has the choice right now where you want to go.
True.
And if I would like to say this, I am just one droplet of water.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you are too. Mm-hmm. Everybody is. Mm-hmm. And if We want to be in the beautiful vibrational world. I want to be, and you want to be, the desirable one droplet of water.
Sure.
High vibrational water, pure mm-hmm. and harmonious, loving mm-hmm. and gratitude and respectful. Mm-hmm. Then you will be in the same people with the same vibration.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So let's make the beautiful world together, because right. I cannot do it myself, but with all together, with everyone, we can do it together, because we are powerful, energetical beings.
And tell people your website again and how they can get a hold of your books.
Thank you. My website is www.emoto peaceproject.net.
Okay.
Then they will see the contact. It's EPP at emotopeaceproject.net.
And the books are only $5 US, is that right?
As donation.
Suggested donation. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
To be able to continue to do this. Also for, we have that rice experiment package.
Right.
So they can try at home or homeschooling or with anyone you like.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Michi, thank you so much for your beautiful work. You're making this world a better place. And I know that Dr. Emoto is very proud of you.
And well, thank you.
For your wonderful work. And I want to thank you so much again for coming on my show today. Keep up your good work, Michi, and thanks so much for making this world a better place.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, everyone. Hope to see you again soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Michi.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Okay. 宇宙の彼方に光